by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Dr. Garth Nicholson. And Dr. Nicholson is certainly a world-known scientist. He taught medical school there in Texas for close to 25 years, was eventually forced to leave that area because he investigated the experiments that were being done at Huntsville Prison and found, of course, that they had used experimental infected many of the prisoners there, and then the infection that they had planted in the, among the prisoners was spread into the guards and then into their families, and there was an epidemic of multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis, you know, but of course you don't get epidemics of these neurological diseases, and yet they were there in Huntsville, and then a couple of Dr. Nicholson's students who had gone on to become pathologists died under very mysterious circumstances when they began to investigate the strange deaths that were taking place at Huntsville Prison. And then, of course, Dr. Nicholson's superior there at the MD Anderson Clinic where he worked and where he taught, his superior was assassinated on the very morning that he told Dr. Nicholson he was going to expose the corrupt experiments that were going on. Well, anyway, Dr. Nicholson moved to California and set up the Institute for Molecular Biology, and where they do research. And eventually, of course, he was doing research on Gulf War illness in Texas. He continued that work here. Oh, the reason we asked him to come on today was because recently someone hacked into his computer and removed material having to do with Gulf War illness and all of these terrible things that have been inflicted upon our troops. And what most people don't understand is it is standard practice to experiment on our military. If you doubt that, you need to get the Rockefeller Committee report, a Senate report that came out in 1994 that talks about the fact that hundreds of thousands of American servicemen have been experimented on through the years without their knowledge or consent. Hundreds of thousands of them have, and their lives have been ruined, but after all, they belong to the government when they're in the military. But we can't let the public know that. We certainly can't let the young idealistic men who go overseas to supposedly fight for our freedom know about that. And so somebody hacked into Dr. Nicholson's website and removed a lot of information, but only the information that dealt with these subjects. And I'm going to let him tell you the story of what happened. And we're hoping by a wide exposure of this type of approach, believe me, it is used. There are many means that they use to intimidate people, to silence them, whether it's visits by black helicopters or, you know, planting people in their organizations to disrupt it, as they did with Michael Rupert and Pat Patriciana and at Media Bypass magazine. And I could give you a dozen other instances where conservative ministries have been infiltrated by informants, government informants, to disrupt those organizations. Well, anyway, Dr. Nicholson, you pick up the story.
Well, it actually starts, Dan, when we woke up the other morning. This is actually about 1 week ago, and found that the website for the Institute for Molecular Medicine, that's www.immed.org, had a lot of material redacted from it, blacked out, or actually removed from the server, which was a commercial server. It wasn't really our computers that were hacked. And although we replaced the material, it was interesting what was removed and what was blacked out. All the information on Gulf War illness, on testing in the prison system, on chronic infections and their role that they play in various autoimmune diseases and fatiguing illnesses, all of that material was removed from our website. And we replaced it within 24 hours again. But just to give you an idea that this is not an isolated incident, we contacted some other individuals who also work in the area, like Meryl Nass in Maine, the state of Maine, and she's an expert on the anthrax vaccine. And she had her website tampered with as well. So I don't think it's an isolated incident. I think there was a concerted effort to deny the public information about these emerging illnesses and about the practices of the military against the troops in the field, for example, with experimental vaccines, prisoners that are being experimented on in various programs around the U.S. and so on. So there's a rich history of this, as you mentioned, and it goes all the way back probably to before the Tuskegee experiments, but certainly after that, and it stepped up during World War II, and it's never stopped. During the Cold War, it went on, and it just never abated. It's continued on. Of course, now with the threat of terrorism, it's even stepped up again. So there are people that don't want the public to know this information and to know what's going on, and we're not sure exactly who did this, but we think it's probably some rogue effort within the government structures themselves that decided that this is information they don't want the American public to know about. So
I think that that's really rather frightening, that there can be rogue elements out there. But the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth, and that's why it's so important that you avail yourself of the information that's available on Dr. Nicholson's website, immed.org, like immediate plus org, immed.org, and Dr. Meryl Nass and other places. And you need to understand that they do experiment on our boys, and they've destroyed the lives of so many of them. And, you know, of the young men who went to the first Gulf War, how many died?
Well, there are unconfirmed reports. In fact, I had a conversation with an undersecretary of defense who admitted to me that at least 28,000 died from the first Gulf War, due to unexplained illnesses and other causes. So that's quite a large number compared to what is publicly acknowledged. The VA at one time publicly acknowledged that the number was approximately 10,000, 9,000. But they've since actually removed this information from the VA website, so it's no longer available. And that was quite an outdated number anyway. That went back several years. So we know that they're between 250,000 veterans of the first Gulf War that registered with the VA because they were sick, registered for programs that dealt with various illnesses, and we worked with one of those illnesses.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Dr. Nicholson. And Dr. Garth Nicholson woke up about a little over a week ago to find out that somebody had hacked into his website and removed the information on Gulf War illness and certainly these chronic infections, which are so prevalent. And of course, we know that the government's been working to create chronic infections to disable the so-called enemy. And if you doubt that, you can go back and read a book written by Zygmunt Brzezinski back in 1970 called Between Two Ages. And there he tells how they're going to be able to, in the future, create storms and droughts, in other words, control the weather, and then, of course, chronic diseases to disable the enemy. Well, we have all sorts of chronic diseases here in America today, new diseases that did not exist before, and Dr. Nicholson's been doing a lot of work on that and trying to track these diseases down and seeing how they impact on the lives of our people and contribute to autism and so many of the disabilities that inflict our people. But Dr. Nicholson, you pick up the story.
Okay, well, the story actually started after the first Gulf War, because I was basically a cancer researcher and department chair and endowed professor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. And when our stepdaughter came back and came down with Gulf War illness, she was a decorated soldier and was training to be a pilot in the Army. And they were trying to tell her she had post-traumatic stress disorder, and we knew that wasn't true, and her signs and symptoms didn't fit with PTSD diagnosis. So we started investigating not only her colleagues in 101st Airborne Division, but a number of other special forces groups and other airborne units that had come to us for assistance. And we found that many of them, at least 40 to 45% of them, had an unusual infection. And it turns out this infection had been patented by the U.S. Army previously by an Army pathologist out of the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology in Washington, D.C., and it was an unusual infection called Mycoplasma fermentans. And this infection is very deadly. In fact, that group in the Army had published that it in fact, is potentially lethal. And they published an article showing the lethality of the infection in Armed Forces personnel and so on. And so we went to try and help and ran into a stone wall. And they did everything to try and shut down our laboratory, to try and get me fired from my position, even though I was a tenured endowed professor. And eventually the harassment led to us leaving, everything from death threats. In fact, some of my colleagues were killed, as you mentioned. And we detailed this in a book called Project Daylily, which is carried by Dr. Stan's library. So I urge the readers to pick up this book because it will give them a lot of insight into how these new chronic emerging illnesses are developed. And so we found from our research that a number of the illnesses that are now present in the civilian population may have arisen from experiments that were conducted principally in the prison system, but also on military recruits, where they were testing new incapacitating biological warfare agents and countermeasures against them. And we found inadvertently in the Texas prison system that this was going on because the prison guards and their family members were coming to us, and they were presenting with exactly the same constellation of signs and symptoms that we found in the Gulf War veterans. And sure enough, they had the same infection, only they had it from before the Gulf War. So this was not something that began with the Gulf War. This is something that had been going on for some time in various places where it was being tested. So to make a long story short on that, we came up with some ways in which this could be treated and try to present this to the Department of Defense, and we ran up pretty much against Stonewall until congressional pressure and people like Representative Dix from Washington Washington put enough pressure through the Armed Services Committee for them to actually take us seriously. And then we went through a number of trials and tribulations with the Department of Defense. Eventually they abandoned this approach, however, and they didn't continue on with it. But we've continued to help servicemen and women who've come to us privately seeking help for not only themselves but their family members who became sick. And this started a whole long process of studying the family members of veterans and eventually their children who came down with autistic spectrum disorders instead of the usual Gulf War illness civilian counterpart, which was chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome. And often the people had autoimmune diseases as well, and there were many cases of multiple sclerosis and even some unusual neurodegenerative diseases like ALS or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease. And these we found to be most interesting because there was a very high incidence of ALS in the returning veterans from the Gulf War. And we studied this and published that 100% of them had this unusual infection that we found that was patented by the Army. And so we became very suspicious of how these people came down with these illnesses. And it turns out this was all traced back not by us but by epidemiologists to the multiple military vaccines that they received during deployment. And we found that to be very interesting because the programs that were ongoing in the prison systems were mainly vaccine testing programs or development programs. And in the prison system before the Gulf War, these tests were being undertaken in Texas and various other places where prisoners were being used to test these new weapons and to test countermeasures against them. And they didn't expect that the guards would come down with these illnesses and that they'd get sick and carry the illnesses into the communities. And these communities, in some cases isolated communities, sickness became rampant in everything from chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and as I mentioned, the neurodegenerative diseases like MS and ALS and rheumatoid arthritis. And all of a sudden, these little communities were just hot spots for all these chronic illnesses, and it couldn't be explained. And you know, various health authorities tried to say, well, maybe it was the water or maybe it was pollution in the environment or whatever, but nobody took stock of the fact that the people that were getting sick, the families that were getting sick, had some link to the prisons, the local prisons. In fact, that's what we found in the support patient support groups that sprang up in these areas, started tracing back who got sick and where did they work and where did they go, and they found out that in practically every case they were linked to the prison system. So while this was going on, we were under an onslaught from various sources to stop our work on Gulf War illness, and I was actually told I'd be fired if I didn't stop my work in this area. And so eventually we left Texas and came to California to found the Institute for Molecular Medicine. And its goal is to protect people that have chronic illnesses, help them find solutions, develop new diagnostic and therapeutic treatments to diagnose and treat the chronic illnesses. These include fatiguing illnesses, neurodegenerative diseases, like those that I mentioned, as well as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and other diseases. And also to look at childhood illnesses. There's an amazing epidemic going on of autism and attention deficit disorder and other autistic spectrum disorders in our children. And again, the link could be vaccines there as well. Most children have to receive 20 to 30 different vaccines before they're eligible to enroll in school and primary education programs. And this is a heck of a load on young immune systems. And we found that many pediatricians try to put all these shots together to truncate them into a regimen which we feel is unhealthy, where they're given too many inoculations too soon and too many at the same time, which can overwhelm the immune systems. And this is exactly what happened during the first Gulf War, where many of the soldiers that were being deployed received 20 to 30 different vaccines in a three-day period, completely suppressed their immune systems and made them very susceptible to infections. And we think that some of these infections, like the Mycoplasma fermentans, were probably contaminants in some of the vaccines that they received. And this is why the epidemiologists were able to link the vaccinations to the illnesses from the Gulf War. And this is why we think that there's a high probability that in the case of the children's illnesses, that they may be linked as well to the multiple vaccines that they have to receive before they go to school. As it's very obvious from countries that started vaccine programs, like Norway, for example, that rarely had any cases of autism and autistic spectrum disorder, once they instituted a vaccination program, all of a sudden the rates were increasing, going up, and contaminants in these vaccines could be responsible. But interestingly, we discussed this, I think, before, is that vaccines like that are used against various childhood illnesses are not even checked for the type of infections that can cause these diseases that we find in the majority of autistic spectrum disorders, things like mycoplasma, for example, Borrelia, which is the Lyme disease infection, chlamydia pneumoniae, which is another related infection. All of these infections are intracellular infections. They get inside our tissues and cells, and they're very hard to detect because they're not freely floating around, so they're not easy to find. So they're kind of what we call stealth infections. And they hide, they grow very slowly, they have smoldering infections, which can lead to a variety of chronic illnesses, rather than the acute illnesses that children are normally seen with. These are chronic illnesses that evolve very slowly and cause chronic problems. And so we see a lot of this now in children, but we've been seeing it in adults for years now, and it's reached really almost epidemic proportions in some cases with some of these different illnesses.
Well, you know, one of the things that really is most surprising and I think shocking is the fact that many of the AIDS cases, in fact, don't the majority of the AIDS cases have the same mycoplasma fermentans that the government has the patent on?
Yes, they do, and it's very interesting that one of the institutions that has been studying this is the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. Recall from our earlier conversation this morning, this was the institution that patented the mycoplasma fermentans. And mycoplasma fermentans is one of the major co-infections with HIV. And in fact, a French researcher, Professor Montagnier, has proposed that it's actually the mycoplasma that causes AIDS, because the HIV virus itself can't cause a disease. All it does is suppress the immune system. Something else is actually causing the disease that we call AIDS, and it's the other infections that are there or enter our body. If we have our immune system suppressed, we're wide open to a variety of different opportunistic infections, and it's these opportunistic infections that actually kill the patients that have AIDS, not the AIDS virus.
Is there any suggestion that this mycoplasma fermentans is a genetically created organism?
Well, it's not genetically created, but we did find, at least in the case of the veterans, that there were some alterations that were made in it to make it more pathogenic, more survivable, more heat resistant. For example, some of the genes that we found were presumably from a bacteria that live near volcanic vents at the bottom of the ocean, and that shouldn't happen. That's too far away to be an accident of nature. And so some of these things we feel were done to actually weaponize these microorganisms and make them suitable as offensive biological warfare agents. In this case, incapacitating agents, not lethal agents. They're meant to incapacitate, not to kill.
I think it's so significant, you know, that people understand that the whole idea of a cofactor. I mean, doctors ordinarily, when they talk about HIV, it's HIV infection. And of course, then when people come up and say, but look, the HIV is not going to, I mean, it may decrease your immune system, but it's not going to kill you. But certainly, Dr. Martinet from Luc Martinet from the Pasteur Institute in Paris has come up with this idea of this is a cofactor. In other words, it's going to be there, and you're not going to get the full spectrum of the disease unless you have the cofactor, which is the mycoplasm. And the average doctor in America doesn't understand that, does he?
No, in fact, they don't understand, or they understand very little about chronic infections. And the reason for that I know quite well, because having taught in medical school for so many years, this kind of information is just not taught in medical schools. In fact, we've found out that the Armed Forces Medical School, which is called USIS, or the Uniformed Services University for the Health Sciences, which is taught out of Bethesda Naval Hospital in Washington, D.C., they actually used to teach about these infections, and then they removed it from their curriculum after we and other people started raising concerns about infections like the Mycoplasma fermentans. They actually removed it.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson, and I think maybe you can tell why somebody hacked into his website. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Garth Nicholson. But before we go on, would you want to get your website out again and tell people what they'll find there and why they should go to that website?
The website for the Institute for Molecular Medicine is www.immed.org. You can remember it by immediate.org. Also, you'll find information on Project Daylily, which is our book which tells the saga of this whole story that we've been discussing this morning. It's based on a true story. Only the names have been changed and the institution's names have been changed in it, but otherwise it's a true story. And it's carried by Dr. Stan's bookstore for those of you that want to get the book.
And it reads like a Tom Clancy thriller, only the trouble is it's true. And some of the people there, of course, I know because I've interviewed them as well, people who I certainly were involved with Dr. Nicholson investigating what happened in Huntsville. As they contaminated that whole town, the government denied repeatedly that there had been any experiments at the clinic, and this one lady actually was able to track down and get copies of the original contracts. But they have to lie. because how could they let the American people know that they were violating all of the laws of our country and of international laws and experimenting on our people and on our military? So, I mean, this is a very, very sensitive subject. We mustn't let the people ever learn the truth. And it's an excellent website, and there's so much information there, because if you're going to be treated for these chronic illnesses with long-term antibiotics, there's so much more that needs to be done, and you know, to protect you from you know, the dangers of long-term antibiotic treatment. So would you want to just touch up upon what needs to be done when you've got one of these chronic infections? Because we have at least 2 million people with this chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and now they have, of course, the Lyme disease and these other chronic illnesses that create all sorts of autoimmune diseases and arthritis and mental problems and ALS and anterior lateral sclerosis. But what can people do, you know, certainly in the way of treatment?
Well, we cover everything from diet to supplements to vitamins, as well as the standard treatments, antibiotics and antivirals. So it's kind of an integrative section of our website called Treatment Considerations, and there are a number of publications that people can download. And that's the one thing about our site that people that have gone to it have really raved about. We don't just give information. We actually give the primary publications in the medical journals that we published, and they can download those directly from the site. So if they have to go in and convince their physician of something, they have actually some medical publications, not just web pages, because most physicians will immediately reject out of hand anything from the Internet. But, of course, if it's been published in a peer-reviewed medical journal, that's another story entirely. And we've worked on these illnesses now for a number of years, and so we've tried to come up with an integrated program for their treatment that involves the usual types of treatment, but also treatments that boost the immune system, that takes care of the gut and replaces the gut flora, that takes care of the needs, vitamins and minerals and other needs that patients have. And it also deals with some homeopathic approaches to treatment as well. And there are a number of different herbs and other remedies that are out there that do offer some benefit to patients, especially those that can't take antibiotics. So that information is there on our website.
And it's really important that, I mean, if you have one of these diseases and, you know, you want to get treatment, you know the whole regime is not simply antibiotics. And because most doctors will not prescribe these, and actually many of the doctors who try to treat the million people, it's estimated a million people with Lyme's disease out there. And do you think that's an accurate figure?
I think it's an underestimate. I think it's probably much higher than that, because as all these chronic infections, Lyme disease is difficult to diagnose because the infection resides deep in tissues and is not really released in the blood to any great degree. So they're dependent upon some antibody tests, which are not very sensitive anyway, and Western blotting tests to detect Lyme disease. So we think that these go underestimated in the population, and that's why people have to take repeatedly tests to see if they have Lyme disease. And then when a physician looks at this and sees that, well, maybe you've been tested five times, and two of the times you're positive, and three of the times you're negative, and then they discount it as, well, it's probably erroneous, false positive. But that's not the case. These illnesses cycle. There are time periods of time when actually the organism is either shed into the circulation or the immune system is spiked against it, and other times when the immune system is very quiescent and is barely reacting against it because the infections are quiescent deep in the tissues. So timing is very important in this. The types of tests that are run are very important. They have to be very sensitive tests. They have to be very specific tests. And there are very few laboratories that offer these types of tests because it's difficult to get them reimbursed.
Well, with these people, and so many of our people are afflicted with these chronic infections. They go from doctor to doctor to doctor, and this is not to fame doctors. You know, I love them. Most of them are doing the very best they can, but they're not getting this sort of information. That's why programs like this are so important, and why you out there in the audience need to get educated, and then you need to begin to educate your doctor about what this is about. And there's no better site for great information with solid scientific backing than Dr. Garth Nicholson's website, immed.org. And Dr. Nicholson has, well, last time I checked, you had over 600 papers, peer-reviewed publications. Is that about the big number now?
That's about the number now. They're not coming out in the frequency that they used to, but I have a review coming out on neurodegenerative diseases in laboratory medicine, which is the highest-rated lab pathology journal in the world. So I do decide that there are a few times when I need to put key publications out there to help physicians, particularly in this case pathologists, understand these chronic illnesses.
And I thought it was so interesting that you certainly managed to check a number of the people who came back, the veterans who came back from the first Gulf War with Lou Gehrig's disease, anterior lateral sclerosis, this horrible degenerative neurological disease. And didn't they all have this Mycoplasma fermentans organism?
They all but one.
All but one.
And the one we found one Australian veteran who had a Mycoplasma genitalium. They all, 100% of them had Mycoplasma, but we had one exception with a different species. But all the rest of them were Mycoplasma fermentans, and that include Canadian, British, and American Armed Forces personnel. So these are all the countries that received the military vaccines, probably the same vaccines, during deployment to the first Gulf War.
And I think it's so interesting that the French, who didn't give the vaccines, or many of these vaccines, the people, they didn't have the problems, did they?
The French had a different strategy to cope with the possible Iraqi use of biological warfare agents. They used prophylactic antibiotics, and they did not have any significant incidence of Gulf War illness after the first Gulf War. In fact, the only veterans of the first Gulf War from the French Army that became sick were those that were assigned to as observers to American and British units, and they received the same vaccines as the Americans and the British soldiers. So we found that to be very interesting.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Garth Nicholson here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Dr. Garth Nicholson. Of course, the major reason we asked Dr. Nicholson to come on was to talk about the hacking of his website because, you know, we've had other people who come under forms of harassment that are illegal, but, I mean, after all, who are you going to report it to? Sometimes when you talk about these things, people think you're a little crazy. Well, I don't think it's crazy at all. These things happen, and I think if we popularize it, maybe they'll back away and they'll not be so prone to come back again and again hacking the website to remove the material that they don't want the American people to know. Because after all, if the young people realized that they were going to be used as human guinea pigs and not necessarily fighting for freedom when they enter the military, there might be a lot fewer military recruits. Well, anyway, Dr. Nicholson, certainly you continue working with these chronic infections. And what about some of the part that brucellosis plays in this and some of these other organisms that create these chronic diseases, the chlamydia and these chronic infections which are plaguing so many people today?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up brucellosis because this is one of the first incapacitating biological warfare agents. It was worked on by the U.S. Army during World War II, and they continued developing it. And we found that actually quite a few cases of chronic fatigue syndrome are due to infection by Brucella, which is the organism that causes brucellosis. It's a bacterium often found in livestock. In fact, that's where it was originally isolated. And we found, for example, in western Texas, there were a lot of the chronic fatigue syndrome cases are caused by Brucella. And other areas where there are large numbers of livestock, people are at risk to getting this chronic airborne infection and coming down with fatiguing illnesses or autoimmune illnesses. You mentioned chlamydia. Chlamydia pneumonia is one of the fairly common infections found in a variety of different fatiguing illnesses, autoimmune illnesses, and other types of illnesses. We found it in autistic spectrum disorders. About 6 to 8% of the patients, the kids, have this infection. It's not nearly as high in incidence as the mycoplasma, but nonetheless, it's a very serious type of infection. It can lead to walking pneumonia. And in particular, if this infection gets together with other infections, it can become quite serious. And that's one thing that we've found is that the people that are really very sick have multiple infections. They don't just have one. They generally have several different bacterial and viral infections. And we certainly found that in the children who were extremely sick with a variety of neurodegenerative and neurobehavioral diseases like autistic spectrum disorders. They had multiple infections. That was the most common finding. And also in adults that are very sick, the adults that are the sickest, that are most incapacitated, inevitably have multiple infections. And it could be that when they start getting sick with one infection, that really makes them more susceptible to getting additional infections. And so they end up getting really sick, and nobody can figure out what's wrong with them with these multiple infections. And they go on often for years without much help at all, and until it becomes very serious, becomes life-threatening.
And, of course, the thing is that a large part of the approach is really to build up the immune system in their response, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's particularly true with some of the viral infections. This is the first approach that we recommend is immune enhancement because often that's sufficient. That will take care of it because your immune system can take care of the viruses much easier than actually the chronic bacteria, which you end up becoming intracellular and in a chronic phase. Their activity goes down, and they sort of buzz around the cells and damage the components of the cells. And one of the things that we found that was highly damaged in these types of infections are the mitochondria, which is the little energy battery inside our cells that provides the energy to make our cells work. And these infections actually damage the membranes of the mitochondria and make them leaky. When they're leaky, it's like you're stripping the insulation off a battery. The battery runs down, and then they can't perform the function any longer. And so we've actually come up with some natural supplements to repair the membranes of mitochondria and other cell membranes. These are natural supplements that are made from actually membrane preparations to replace the damaged membrane components. And so that's something they can find out about on our website. We've conducted most of the clinical trials on these types of supplements, like NT Factor, and we found that in, for example, adults that have debilitating chronic fatigue syndrome, that they find they can have a 40 to 50% improvement in fatigue after 30 to 60 days on these supplements. So this is just a very simple way that people can use to improve their quality of life, that they're not really that expensive, and it's all natural. There's no toxicity involved because these are all natural components. So these are some of the things that people can do, and they can find out about that on our website.
And again, that's immed.org. That's immed.org, and we recommend you go there and get the information. And there just are literally millions of Americans with chronic fatigue syndrome, and they just don't know what to do about it. Nobody seems to be able to help them. And then, of course, eventually they will come across a doctor who's willing to take on the antibiotic therapy, which, of course, could lead him open to, discrimination. And many times in many states, the medical boards will come after them and go after their licenses. And yet, of course, they're helping people. And you have to ask yourself why there's this effort to prevent doctors from helping people.
You certainly see this with Lyme disease. It's a very difficult area for physicians to work in. If they're considered a Lyme doc, then they're almost blacklisted, and the state medical boards go after them, go after their licenses and so on. And you wonder why this is happening, or do they want these types of infections to penetrate further and further into the population? So you have to ask yourself that question, particularly since these diseases are treatable. Particularly if they're treated successfully at an early stage, they're completely treatable. If they're left alone, then they can go on to cause other problems.
And of course, more and more we're seeing the spread of Lyme disease within the ticks of this country. And, of course, apparently the ticks do not carry simply the Borrelia, but many of these other diseases as well. But is that right?
That's correct. In fact, the studies that have been done on ticks that isolated in the wild, they find that they contain mycoplasma, Bartonella, Babesia, Ehrlichia. So these are other infections. They're a whole little bag of infections.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and certainly I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Nicholson. He certainly is one of the world's leading scientists, and with over 600 peer-reviewed articles in circulation. And, of course, he's slowed down since he's come out here. But he's still working and doing clinical studies and trying, of course, to help these people that certainly have been abandoned by society and organized medicine, and the doctors who do try to treat them come under tremendous pressure. And you have to ask yourself why. Well, you need to get the what we call the Rockefeller Committee report. It was a report that came out of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs. It tells about the experiments hundreds of thousands of American veterans experimented on without their consent or knowledge, and of course many of them have died as a result of it. We have the report. It's been actively suppressed by the government. The U.S. printing office, and I talked to the man of the U.S. printing office, only printed 30 for general circulation. They printed them, of course, to give to the members of the committee, but certainly not for the general population. And the explanation was it was just too expensive to print up. So they printed 30 copies for the entire population of 300 million people. Well, we have it. We circulate it. Joyce Riley does as well. It's, I think, $9.95, the Rockefeller Committee report. You should read it and weep to understand what they're doing. It goes into the Gulf War syndrome, the fact that many of the wives of the veterans who have the disease, the wives get the disease too. It goes right through their family. It's an infectious disease in many instances. Then you need to get Professor Nicholson's book, Project Daylily, which we carry. That's Project Daylily, and with one L in Lily, the way that they spell it anyway, because that was the name of the government project that was to create these chronic diseases and the AIDS epidemic. And then, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the AIDS epidemic is a man-made disease, and you'll certainly be convinced of that after reading Dr. Nicholson's book, because he's in touch with some of the scientists. They can't come forward and admit what's happened. Their lives, the lives of their family would be in danger, but at least one of them came forward. And, of course, then you need to get my material on this. And we have a great deal of material. There actually have been people who were part of the government program to create AIDS who did come forward. We cover that in some of my newsletters and give you the references on this. And then, of course, we carry the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, Ebola, and Other Viral Diseases by Lynn Horowitz, a very important book. And then, of course, as we've told you before, of the homosexuals who volunteered for an experiment with the hepatitis B vaccine and taking that in San Francisco and New York, at least in San Francisco, 75% came down with AIDS. Why, when you took an experimental vaccine for hepatitis B, would you come down with AIDS and die? Well, I believe, of course, that the organism was in there, and that's how they got into the homosexual population in San Francisco and in New York and in Los Angeles. And then, of course, what they've done is you can't let the American people know this. Why, we wouldn't trust the government if that came out. And so everything was done to suppress the truth and to lead people away from what really happened. You need to get my talk. It's available on DVD. None Dare Call It Genocide. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get 25 copies of my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on DVD for $99, 25 DVDs, give us a call. We're going to close this offer in about 4 weeks. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern...